This small log cabin has been in Nebraska City for over 150 years. It appears to be much like other cabins of the era. That is, until you take a look at the door leading underneath it. Where does that door lead? It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bill Hayes says Alan and Barbara Mayhew moved from Ohio to Nebraska in 1854 and built a home in Nebraska City.
They started to get involved with Underground Railroad activity, and how that came about is Barbara Mayhew was a Kagi, and she had her younger brother by the name of John Kagi. When he went to Kansas, he ended up meeting the famous abolitionist John Brown. And from that point on, John Kagi started to use his sister's place as a stopping point on the Underground Railroad.
Soon the Mayhews and John Kagi were secretively moving escape slaves through their communities.
A lot of times what was happening out here, they would actually be escorted most of the time. You know, people like John Kagi would be helping a group, you know, from Kansas come all the way up here to Nebraska City, make sure they got across the Missouri River here into the free state of Iowa.
The stop here in Nebraska City was almost always brief.
A lot of the times they didn't have much time to stay, and so they probably grab some food, you know, get a little rest just inside the cabin. They're moving as fast as they can to make it into Iowa, which is a little safer, and then trying to make it across the state of Iowa into Illinois and, you know, onto Michigan and eventually Canada.
The original cabin survives, but most people know this place as John Brown's Cave, yet it's believed Brown was never here. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Nebraska City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.